B-Pod Studios.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
You know, before you tell us, Roy, most people won't date someone who doesn't like their blank. Let's just reverse back about 10 minutes when we were talking about the most sinful states and how Vermont was last on the list, the least sinful state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, they're the most sinful state because someone with an area code 828 texted in and said Vermont's the only state that doesn't have a Walmart.
What? How does one live without the Walmart?
The Walmart.
I don't know. Can you imagine having, like, there's not a store up there where I can get a tire and a chicken?
Which
a rotisserie chicken?
but in all seriousness, like, you kind of take it for granted. You assume no matter where you are in life, there's going to be a Wally World and a McDonald's.
Right.
Like, that's what you assume is going to be there.
Yeah.
Not in Vermont. All right.
That's a letdown.
All right. So most people won't date. Most people won't date. Most people won't date someone who doesn't like their blank. Do you guys have any idea of what it is?
They're friends.
No.
Family? Parents?
No.
Haircut.
Their haircut.
That's not bad, but no. It is their dog.
Oh.
57% of people say they can't fall in love with someone unless their dog loves them too.
True.
It's so true. Because your dog is like Callie is like my baby. She is my child.
But you got Callie with Sterling.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I had Woofer. You know, he's still at the vet. But I had Woofer before I met Dallas, and they didn't like each other at first. And there was a moment in Dallas and I's relationship where I told him, you need to get on board with the dog or you're gone.
Really?
Yeah. And he scared Woofer that night, and Woofer peed all over the floor. And that's what, like, prompted this conversation. And then they were best friends from then on. Because he felt bad.
See, imagine this, Nicole. You're a dog lover. You have Finn Man. Your dog, Finley, is awesome. Everybody in here has had a dog or has a dog. And if everything clicks with someone on every level, except they're like, I'm allergic to the dog hair, or I just don't want the dog hair on me. Can you put the dog up when I come home? How do you handle that? Do you really say no?
For sure. Like, I mean, Finley is so, like, such a people person that if he didn't like you, A, that's a red flag. But when I was in college, I went, and this is such a me story, but on college, I went on a first date, and I picked this girl up, and we were going to lunch and, like, day drinking. And we are going down the, like, main road in the at NC State, and there was a stray dog, right? I saw the stray dog, and I'm like, oh, we got to save this dog. And this girl wanted no part of that. Like, we had to wait, like, an hour for the people to come. And she was not on board. And I was like, you can go.
Wow, you bailed on the date.
You didn't even take her to lunch?
No, because we saw the dog first, so I had to take care of the dog.
Nicole's like, there's going to be probably, like, 50 more dates like this if you can't get on board with this.
Right.
This is a recurring thing for me.
It is. Helped save a dog the other day.
You know, I find it hard to believe, though, that if everything was clicking, like, if everything was going well, the moving furniture was great, they were romantic, you know, great job, but they just didn't like your dog, that, like, you would say, that's it. That's my deal breaker.
100%. I mean, how can you move someone in and, like, start a future with someone if they don't like your fur baby?
Dallas learned to like Woof.
Well, I mean, that's exactly the thing. I gave him the ultimatum. It was him or the dog.
Did the dog, like, did you ever not date someone because the dog didn't like them? Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. You can also send a tweet or Instagram DM at the MRL show. I remember clearly growing up, we had Wishbone as our family dog, and my cousin Jesse and his girlfriend would come over, and my dog Wishbone would bark and growl towards Jesse's girlfriend.
Mm.
And I think they can really pick up if you're a bad person. I think dogs can know if you're a bad people.
100%.
I really do.
I dated a girl in California who had a beautiful white lab, and I loved the dog. And every time we moved furniture, the dog would poop on the carpet. And I literally was like, I think this is a sign. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed. This is so embarrassing. And I was like, I think this is a sign. I don't know.
A sign that the dog likes you and is marking its territory, or doesn't like you and that's what it thinks of you?
No, even my delusional way of thinking didn't think that the dog pooping meant that it liked me. I think the dog was very connected to her and didn't like the fact that that was happening.
Ever thought he was watching what you were doing and was confused and thought you were pooping too or
Ew.
Something?
We closed the door and he did. He was on the
other side.
Yeah.
He just.
Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. I like where Roy's going with this. Did you ever say no thanks to the love of your life because your dog didn't like them? They didn't get along with your pet. We'll take your calls on that. Real quick, though, everybody's saying that that Vermont does indeed have Walmarts. What they don't have is the Supercenter Walmart store.
Oh, they just got like the, I guess, because technically before, it was just a Walmart without the grocery, and then the Supercenter right. added the grocery.
Yeah.
And now they have Walmart Neighborhood, which is the grocery, not the other fun stuff.
So all is right in the world. Again,
yeah.
Somebody with area code 704 said, "Sillies, Vermont does have Walmart." Silly of us.
Yes. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. The MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, we wanted to hear from you. Did you ever not date someone because the dog didn't like them? Okay, evidently to a new study, 57% of people say they can't fall in love with someone unless their dog loves them too, and I think that's so true.
Well, I think it's, there's like an age-old saying, animals can sense evil.
Yeah, I know, but if everything is going well with someone, dating's already hard enough. If you fall in every character, the person checks off every box except your pet, maybe it's time for you to make a decision. I don't know.
Hey, that's an important box.
Courtney and Concord, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning. I was going to say that dogs, I think, do make or break the deal in a relationship. I just got a German Shepherd puppy, and he, you can tell he can sense if a person's good or bad. And we've had, a couple instances where he's decided that that's not a good person, and he's usually right.
What indication does he give you that he's not a good person? Does he rip the person's arm off like a good police dog? Thanks, Courtney, for calling. I guess her phone was bad.
I think so. I don't think she heard us.
Yeah,
Danielle and Stanley, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us, this one involves your cat?
Yeah. Me and my husband actually started dating 10 years ago. And not long after we started dating, I'd get a cat. And we found out he was allergic to animals. And my cat not liking him wasn't an issue. The cat probably loved him more than me.
Yeah.
But the allergy. So we kind of rearranged our life to where he wasn't in as much contact with the hair.
How'd you do that? Just keep the cat to one room?
The cat couldn't go in the bedroom. Mm. He had free roam with the rest of the house, but not the room. So that way the bed didn't have any animal hair or anything on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we put him in a bubble. We put my husband in a bubble.
Two dogs and two guinea pigs.
You have two dogs, two guinea pigs, and a cat? You got a farm at your house.
Her poor husband can't even breathe.
How much is admission? Thanks, Danielle. Yeah, I mean, people are just sending us text messages and stuff. It's like, no, it's a total deal breaker if your dog or even your pet at this point doesn't like the person you're dating. But to me, I go back to the fact that, okay, you guys could figure it out like she did. You know
oh, yeah,
mean?
They made it work.
Yeah, and so did Dallas and Lorraine.
Yeah, but if Dallas had not gotten on board with Woofer, one of them would have gone. And let me tell you, the four-legger would have stayed.
Yeah. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Meghan Markle's baby shower was held in New York City this week, and Amal Clooney and Serena Williams hosted the party. They had cotton candy machines. Everyone left with trendy suitcases. And the hotel room, the penthouse that they had the shower in, reportedly goes for $75,000 a night.
What is inside this penthouse?
Right? Is it made of gold?
Damn.
The Oscars could, in fact, have a host. You know, there's been rumors that they're, well, not rumors, there's been reports that they're not going with a host this year. However, Whoopi Goldberg could secretly be that host. She's been absent from The View, and she said that it was due to being sick, but rumors are now circulating that she is just preparing for the gig. Now the Oscars are just 4 days away, and at this point, they're still saying that it's hostless, but I guess in 4 days, we shall see. Chris Hemsworth is set to play Hulk Hogan. I can't even say his name.
Hulk Hogan.
There we go. It's one of those,
it's a tough
like,
one.
I know, but you mash it all together when you say it normally. Anyway, Chris Hemsworth is playing him, and he will also be the producer of the film.
Oh, good for you.
It's going to show his upcoming rise to fame through the 70s and 80s.
Cool. I love the Wrestler. I thought that movie was great.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods, the girl that Tristan Thompson had cheated with, are now broken up. They are not friends anymore. Now, Jordan lived with Kylie. They were best friends. But after this whole falling out, Jordan was seen moving out of Kylie's house. They lived together. They had a business together. They shared part of her makeup line together.
Was she on Keeping Up, this Jordan person?
Yeah, she has been before, yes.
So you think this will be a storyline? Better be. This is good stuff. Be,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like last time the whole Khloe Tristan thing went down and Khloe was pregnant, she like didn't let them film a lot of it.
And she let Kim flip them off.
Yeah, and Kim unfollowed both of them on social media. So, anyway.
That's when you know you're in trouble.
When Kim unfollows you on social media?
No, when you get flipped off.
Oh.
Both.
All right. Gwyneth Paltrow, she's countersuing a man who crashed into her on the ski slopes. He was suing her for $3 million. Oh. And she says, no, I'm not the one that ran into you. You're, in fact, the one who ran into me. So now she is countersuing the man. She says that there was an employee right by them, and they saw the whole thing. So she's subpoenaing them for the trial.
Just so you know, we're going to Beach Mountain this weekend to host the 80s party. And we're going to have ski lift tickets, so you can join us this weekend on the slopes. There's like a 90% chance that once I start going down the hill, I'm not going to stop.
Oh, I'm a terrible skier.
So don't sue me. I don't have money. I'm not rich. I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow. I drive a Ford Taurus, okay?
Like, $3 million. You might get $3 out of one of us.
You can't sue what doesn't exist. So in case you see me and you want to jump in front, well.
How about this? We'll just buy you a beer. If we run into you on the ski slopes, we'll just buy you a beer.
Yeah. So don't sue me. It's going to waste time.
All right. That's your dirty.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. She has
almost 50.
Almost 50 what? Wins. 48 wins. Call now and take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.